kind of when we're not talking MoveOn.org, which is like a great organization, but that's mostly college kids, really. And when Hip Hop Nation and, you know, street culture kids, skateboarders and graffiti kids are activated to actually make art about anti-Bush art, anti-war art, that's really amazing to me, you know. And there's like this, I mean, thousands of them helping us put up posters all around the country, and they're just coming out of the woodwork, coming out of everywhere to do this, and it really knocks me out to do it, to see them and to work with them on it. We're you know, we're gonna have hundreds of people in the streets, just our people in the streets in New York. We had 1,200 kids at a concert in LA, and you know, we're going to San Francisco, all around the country. I'll be in Tucson, Arizona, be in St. Louis, Missouri, Madison, Wisconsin, all around, you know, before the election, putting this stuff up. And Unterhitzing, right? Unterhitzing, yeah. We're doing Oliver Schidner Unterhitzing. What?
How are you going to stay out of jail?
I don't plan to stay out of jail very long. You kind of get used to it, you know. It's like just part of, it's like a minor form of civil disobedience. And last time I was in New York postering, we were doing Gandhi, the Dalai Lama, and Martin Luther King, who are here with us tonight as well. And Mark, you want to do some more work? And I was with five other people, and we got busted in New York City in the West Village by plainclothes cops jumping out of taxi cabs and took us directly to jail. And for, you know, those terrorists, Gandhi, the Dalai Lama, and Martin Luther King. And Shepard, who followed us to New York like a couple months later, got beat up by the cops in Chinatown for putting up images of an old wrestler, you know, his giant Obey stuff. So the zeitgeist has changed, you know. I mean, we've noticed since 9/11, which was a great tragedy, of course, but, the, you know, it's just as tragic, our government's overreaction to it, and the substitution of surveillance for civil liberties domestically, and, of course, you know, going bombing the shit out of people halfway around the world in ancient culture, killing thousands and thousands of people, spending, you know, billions of dollars to get rid of one bad man, and then Homeland Security and all that stuff. New York and Washington, D.C., which used to be my favorite places to go poster, are no fun anymore. I mean, we go anyway, but, you know, it's serious. I mean, for all the mischief and fun that we have doing this and kind of like tickling people into thinking along with us, it's also a very serious business. I don't really expect to stay out of jail. We have the National Lawyers Guild and the ACLU with us, and they will defend us for free. I mean, it's First Amendment issues, freedom of speech, freedom of political speech. We still have it, but if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And I think you can feel that in Los Angeles just like you can all around the world. It's even more imperative that we express ourselves now than ever before, really. I want to show you this video. Every, you know, when we do a postering, Boom Boom, my glittery Macedonian gypsy assistant, sends out a mass email, and we kind of wrangle our guerrillas and get, in Los Angeles, we get everybody to come meet, at, you know, what is the center of Los Angeles anyway? You know, everybody around the country thinks that Los Angeles has no center, and, you know, like everybody, where we go, everybody says, oh, you know, Angelenos are so shallow and superficial, and I say, yeah, that's true, but what you don't know about us is we're deeply superficial. That's very important, you know. And also, LA does have a center. It's Cantor's Deli on Fairfax. Everybody knows that. So we meet at Cantor's Deli, and you know, gather up the troops, crank up on kosher coffee and root beer floats and strawberry shakes and matzo ball soup, and I give a little talk about guerrilla etiquette and postering technique. And we had a big event the first anti-war concert in Los Angeles a couple years ago, and we had Blackalicious and Ozzel Motley and a bunch of bands and some slam poets. Jerry Quickly was our MC, and Boom Boom made this little video, kind of like down and dirty digital filming of me giving the talk at Cantor's, and then a kind of how-to video. It's pretty much the 10 most embarrassing minutes of my life, which I'm here to share with you. So, and you will see why. We'll show it to you. It gives you more of the flavor of exactly how we go about...